Blog Talk Radio. You know my name. He know you. He know you from which you came. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. My prayer is that you receive a word from the Lord today, and that he will fulfill all of your dreams, because he desires to be Lord over your life. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, should be so kind to give us a word of prayer at this time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Amen. He knows our name. Amen, amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and verse 12. Reading from the King James. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you, Father God, thanking you for your word, Father God, thanking you that you are always present, Father God, and we can call on you day and night, Father God. We don't have to have a set time to call you, Father God. We can call you any time of the day, and we're thankful, Father God. We're thankful for our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over him. Over his entire family, Father God, Father God. We ask that you continue, Lord, to use him mightily, Holy Ghost, that he's teaching the word, rightly dividing the word of truth, Father God. And we're so thankful, Father God. We ask that you will bless those that have called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. those who will participate, Father God. Continue to have your way in our lives, Father God. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against any of us as well, Father God. And Lord, we're thankful because your word tells us, Father God, that you are blessing us with spiritual blessings. And so this is a spiritual walk with you, Lord. And we're so thankful that we can be open to be in the Spirit of God and allowing you to use us, Father God, in our everyday walk of life, Father God. You know, Lord, we're just praying for those who've asked us to keep them lifted in prayer, Father God, those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know you are a healer because it tells us that in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. So we're still praying for Evangelist Roper, and we're praying for Pastor's daughter, and praying for all those who've asked us to keep them lifted in prayer, Father God. Lord, we be those who are bereaved, Father God, and those that are going through. Give them a peace of mind, Father God. Direct their path, Father God. Direct their steps that they may be drawn closer to you, Father God, that you will guide direct them in the right way, Father God. We know we desire to help as best we can, but we know that you know what they need at that given time. So, Lord, we ask that you continue, Father God, to have your way with all of us, Father God. And we're thanking you for the word that we're about to receive. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer.
Dear
again, brothers and sisters, we are dealing with God's perspective, God's way, God's view. I just find it fascinating when people don't accept God's perspective, how God views things, God's outlook, if you will, God's mindset. You know, you and I, we can disagree, and you and I can have different opinion, and you and I can see things from a different perspective, and I get all of that. But one thing we all should have in common is God's word.
Amen.
See the word of God the same if you have revelation knowledge. If he says old things are passed away, can I stop there for a moment? Can I just stop there for a moment? If he says old things are passed away, why are you trying to bring them in the future? Well, why are you trying to bring them right now? He said they passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, all things have become new. So since that, you can't figure that out on your own. You choose it to be like Israel.
Mm.
You know, Israel became stiff-necked. And we may just get into that as well. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 128:1, blessed is everyone who fearful walk in his ways. It's a blessing to walk in his ways. That's a blessing. Hey.
Yeah.
So, but it's about God's perspective. So we're going back to our foundational scripture. That says, but he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, to me. For thou sayest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. What are you saying? That would be a good question. Are you saying the things of God, or are you saying the things of man? That's what he's saying here. But those that be a man, that's what you're talking about, those things that be a man and not after God.
Go ahead.
Then Jesus turned to his disciples and told them, he says, if any man will come after me, The first thing he got to do, he got to deny him.
Yeah.
See, if you're going to be like Christ, you got a cross. You're going to bear yours. See, one thing about this life, there are going to be people who's going to see you as a cross-bearing individual. You know why? Because you got to identify with Christ. And when you start identifying with Christ, then you start listening to the things of God. Let me share something with you, and I know I'm going to wrinkle a few feathers or whatever they call it right now, but I have to. Because when I think about a high priest, for instance, I always think about Jesus. And I know, brothers and sisters, so I ain't forgot. Don't think I forgot. I know I was going to talk about our identity with Christ, God's perspective on it, brother. I was going to talk about God's perspective on it. And that's what I was doing, because 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Everything in your new walk should be new. It should not identify with the old way. God wants us to walk in that newness, a new mind, a new self, have a new high priest. See, God made Jesus to be our high priest.
Mm-hmm.
They said that Jesus, the high priest even asked him, Jesus are his disciples and of his doctrine. Because they ain't never seen that before. So they asked Jesus over there in John 18, give you some receipts, John 18, 19 through 40, read the whole thing. And Jesus answered and said, look here, I speak openly. And the world, they can't receive this. He said, I even taught in your synagogue and in your temple. So it wasn't like I was trying to hide anything. And I've taught in your secret places. And I haven't tried to hold anything from you guys. That was the high priest was upset because he did not understand Jesus' doctrine. And you got a lot of people right now don't understand it. Don't see it. They don't see it God's way. They got to have their own way. Well, you have to do this, you have to do that, my thing, does the Word of God say that? Or this is something you feel or something you think? What's supporting that? What's undergirding that?
Yeah.
See, if you have a truth, there should be another truth under that to support that truth.
All right.
Don't tell me how you feel. How you feel doesn't save anybody. How you feel doesn't get healed. If God tells you, let the sick say they well, and that's the way it works, then that's where you got. But anyway, I was going to touch on it for a minute, and I might as well. Christ, God made Christ the high priest.
Yeah.
He did that. So we have to understand what a high priest's job is. He tells us in Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling. Are you partakers of a heavenly calling? Is the high priest of our profession is Christ Jesus. Well, if you are that, then you out of the old, you into the new.
Yeah, amen.
The Bible says, seeing then that we have a great high priest. Look where our high priest at. Notice where our high priest at. Hebrews 4:14. I don't have no new doctrine, brothers and sisters. This is God's perspective. This is what the Word of God is saying. Seeing that we have a great high priest. Well, where is he at? He passed into the heaven. Oh, wow. I can't touch him. I can't feel him. I can't see him every week. Jesus, the Son of God. He said, so let us hold our profession. But we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with our feelings or our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, but yet without sin. Christ is our high priest. And when you don't accept Christ as high priest, you are not accepting God's substitutionary work.
All
he
right.
created us. Remember Ephesians 2 and 10? We've been created in his image, which is Christ, the very image of God. That's God's perspective. Not man. Yeah. That's God. Now, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I need something, and I need some paper. I need some receipts so I can show the people why we have to go with God's perspective. Well, I'm going to start with John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Not a truth, not a way, but the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the life. He said, now no man can come to the Father. I don't care how much you talk about you know God and you've been in tune with. Look, you got to go through the Son. That's how God laid it out. That's his perspective. That's why he gave you a high priest. You see, here it is. Isaiah 58:9 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts
Amen.
Than your thoughts. That's why it's important
yeah.
that we get God's thoughts on things, because
yeah.
our thoughts are earthly. His is spiritual. That,
why
do you think he says in Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the that leadeth to destruction, and there are many go in. Many go in. He
yeah.
said, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leadeth to life, and there are few that find it. And I couldn't find a definition for what few means. A few. I don't know what a few is. Maybe one of you geniuses out there can tell me. But I know one thing, and not a whole lot. A few people is not like multitudes. I know it's a whole lot less than multitudes. So everybody ain't going to get this stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because they don't want to enter in by the narrow gate. See, the way it's broad, you got, it's just like God showed me this highway. And boy, I mean, it was like 16 lanes. And every now and then you'll see an exit that leads you into a narrow way. Just like there's thousands and thousands of churches out here. Somebody said it was 22,000 different denominations. See,
Amen.
It's not even about denomination when it comes to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So enter in the narrow gate. Very narrow. Everybody don't want to go in that gate.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go through the way, which leads to destruction. And the Bible said many will go into that because narrow is the gate. It's a difficult way because it doesn't agree with everybody. You know, just like Jesus, he didn't agree with everybody. And when you're on Jesus' side, you're not going to agree with everybody. Everybody's not going to see it through God's perspective. I read that over there, and I think it was, might have been Luke 13:24, but I think it was Matthew 7:13. But anyway, the Bible says, whosoever is ashamed of me and my words, then what did he say? You're ashamed of me and my word? He says, in this generation and sinful generation, of him, the Son of Man, also will be ashamed when he comes into his glory. So just like you don't want to acknowledge him, God said, you know what? I can't acknowledge you. Because you didn't acknowledge my son. That's the issue, brothers and sisters. People don't want to believe that God had the power to come and be here on earth. How ignorant is that? We believe all this other stuff, but you can't believe God has the power to come and be on earth. Let me take a moment and give you a few things here, because I wanted to tell you we need to be rejoicing in technology, because then you get a chance to see another side of God. Here, man can take minerals from the earth, create a plane, have breakfast in Atlanta, lunch in Paris, dinner in L.A., and back in Atlanta for the late show. Man can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Man can have, what do they call that thing, Zoom? You can be in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and I can be right here in Atlanta, and we can see each other.
Yeah.
Talk to each other. Different places now, but yet we're communicating. And then you got a problem with God says in Colossians 3, set your affections on things high. Be seated on the right-hand side of the Father. And you can't see yourself with Christ in heaven. In him. But yet you could let man bamboozle you with, and it's really not bamboozle, so let me correct myself. You believe that's what it is, but it's not. It's real talk, brothers and sisters. When they have Zoom, that's real.
Amen. Yeah.
You may not, it may not, you know, fit you, and you wonder how it's happening. It's happening. Real time. So if man can be in Pennsylvania and another one can be in Atlanta, and we can talk and communicate with each other, why can't I communicate with Christ as my high priest who passed into the heavens? Tell me, why can't I? You can't tell me that. Because you came, okay? But the Bible says, you know, this is something what God said. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor. And he says, you know what? I'm going to give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. For I've been meek and lowly in heart. And he said, you're going to find rest for your soul. See, you need to do that.
Yeah.
That's why people ought to rejoice in his righteousness. Remember him in all your doing, okay? People despise God's wisdom. They despise God's revelation. I read on the other day, he said, my people would not hear my voice. I think it was over there in Psalms 81 and 11 through 14. I think that's what it was at. In Psalms 81, my people would not hear my voice. And Israel wouldn't have none of me. So I grieved them, gave them over to their own stubbornness of heart, to walk in their own counsel, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my way. I would soon subdue their enemy and turn my hand against their adversary. For 40 years, I grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their own hearts, and they do not know my ways, Psalms 95 and 9. So you got people, trust me, that's out here that have made the decision that they're going to walk in their own ways. They got their own opinion. What's wrong with God's righteousness? He made Jesus to be righteousness for you. Stop trying to do God's work. You do your work and let God do his work. You know, we all got a part to play in this. Remember when Jesus told them that they was complaining to Jesus about things was going and they were complaining about they were hungry, and it was Jesus who said, okay, what you got? Little lad said he had two fish and five loaves, and he said, okay, everybody got a job to play. See, that was wrong with preachers. Be the preacher. Preach the word in season, out of season. That's what God called you to do. Whatever call on your life, do that. So Jesus told him, said, okay, see, because Jesus had a job to do, and they had a job to do. The boy's job was to give Jesus the fish.
All
Jesus'
right.
job was to multiply the fish.
All right.
The disciples' job was to sit them in rows of 50.
Yeah.
See, everybody had something to do. Just do what you're supposed to do. So Jesus said to the Father, bless this bread. And that ought to be a word for somebody today. Do your job. Whatever that is, do it. And Jesus mm-hmm. knew that the Father had to bless it. And when the Father blessed it, bread became bread. Fish became fish. More fish, more bread. And according to the scripture, there was 12 baskets left over. Now, how is it that you have more at the end than you have at the beginning? I got the answer. I figured it out. It's because of God's blessing. That's what happened. It worked every time. God, a lot of times we need to take what we already got and give it to God. Stop trying to do it. That's God's job to bless it. He'll bless what you already got. That's why Jesus said, look around. See, a lot of times we just need to look around and see what we already got. You want to be blessed with something God ain't told you to get. You out there touching and trying to do some stuff. God ain't told you to do that. Do what he told you to do. Take what you already got, give it to him, and watch what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But this is about God's perspective on things. And we have to know that our ways are not God's ways. And so when Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, you're offending me.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see things the way God sees it. That's what he said. Not the things you're talking about. He said, that's not of God. But those things are of man. And please don't get me to talking about the difference between the man stuff and God stuff. Big difference. Man got a righteousness and God got a righteousness. Man say do this, but God say to do this. See, these Pharisees, they had a way, and that's why they didn't understand the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they didn't understand when Jesus said unto Peter, thou art Peter. And upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They didn't hear that. Now I'm supposed to say, oh, Peter's the church. Peter ain't no church. It was his confession. And God had to reveal it to him. A lot of folks trying to get revelation knowledge. You won't get it. God has to give it to you. That's what Jesus said to Peter. Read it. I ain't telling you nothing new. I'm telling you what the word says. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter. And upon what you just said, that's how I'm going to build my church. I ain't going to build it with wood. I'm not going to build it with mortar. I'm not going to build it with bricks. I'm going to build it upon a confession. So when you do Romans 10:9-10, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But wait a minute. You got saved, but you weren't part of the church. To be part of the church, Jesus said, got to go and read this now. Upon this rock, the rock he got was a true confession from God. And here's what he said. For those, and I know y'all know this stuff. I ain't trying to tell you something you don't know. Because Jesus asked the question. When he came in to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, oh, some say, you know, you're John the Baptist and Elijah. And that probably was real good that they identified him with Jeremiah or one of the prophets. That was good. And then Jesus said, okay, that's good that you recognize I'm could be in the same class with the prophets and with the great ones. But okay, now, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And it was Peter. The same one he's going to rebuke in a couple of minutes, the same one that declared that God heard from God. That's where he got it from. Heard from God. Jesus had to put him in his place. Same one who's been hanging out there with Jesus, watching Jesus take bread and make bread. Same one that was at the transfiguration. That same one that he, matter of fact, he told Peter, specifically, go look in the fish mouth and get that money, and we can pay our taxes. It was Peter. Saint Peter, he said, before the cock crow three times, you're going to deny me. That's Saint Peter. This is the one that answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bojana, for flesh and blood did not reveal it unto thee, but my Father. Y'all get a hold of that right there. My Father. Not anybody. My Father, which is in heaven.
Yeah.
That's who reveals it to you. That's who reveals the church. It's the Father. Pastor can't do that. The bishop can't do that. They can't reveal. It takes God to reveal this stuff to you. You can read it to you all day, all night. But Jesus said the Father have to reveal it to you. Now, all those other disciples were there. They didn't see it.
All right.
They only saw him as a mighty man of God. They saw him as Elijah. They saw him as Jeremiah, one of them great prophets. But it takes God to show you who Christ is. He said, thou art the Christ. That's who God put his confidence in. That's who God put his power in. That's who God put his stuff in. His righteousness is in Christ. His way is in Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, all this was put in Christ.
Amen.
Not in man. So don't be bamboozled. Man do not have this key. God has the key.
Yeah.
God has that key. Man doesn't have it. Okay. All right. Anybody have any comments? Press one. And you have anything you want to share? Press one, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. It ain't like the other ones where you just. But anybody have one? Press. I mean, anybody like to have something to say? Press one, and we'll let you in. Bless God. You want to motivate the people? Give an encouraging word, whatever. Press one, and we'll let you in. Anyone? Hallelujah. Okay, I think this is the overseer. 2478. Yes.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
Great.
Yeah.
I thank God for the word of God, saying to let God build a house, let God do whatever need to be done. That's strong inspiration for me. You know, because I always say, I always tell them, stay in your lane. If you plant the seed, you go ahead and plant it. And let whoever come in to water it, let them water it. And don't do God's job. He said he's going to give the increase. So, you know, I thank God for Bishop today, and I thank for the opportunity to listen in. Let whatever we go and do, don't try to do God's job. Let God do his job, and we do our job. And if we stay in our lane. And, you know, I talk to myself a lot, and somebody asked me a couple of days ago, said, well, do you answer yourself? I said, well, I answer myself, Because if I'm wrong, I said, Brother Bristol, you know you could have said that a little different. You could have did that a little different. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself and reason with yourself, because if you don't know when you're wrong and you don't take responsibility that you're wrong, then you just run over things. Nothing ain't going to never be solved. You got to ask, when you know you make a mistake and you know you're wrong, you say you're wrong, you come back and you apologize. I try to encourage people. I'm not perfect, but I try to work toward perfection, because Jesus died for us, and he gave us grace and mercy that we'll live better lives. We'd be better people. We wouldn't be so stressed out. So, you know, when I go and I get the encouragement, I try to, you know, embrace it, receive it. Sometimes you ain't going to like everything that was said to you, but if it's the true word of God, you have to learn to accept it. So I try to tell myself to accept whatever come, if it's standing on the word of God. If it's lining up with the word of God, don't need to get angry and stressed out about it. Just to accept the word of God and say, Lord, give me strength to change. Give me strength to be where I need to be in you, because that's why we're working so hard. We're working hard to be in Christ. We want God to be in us. So we have to line up with the word of God. And I'm just saying that to encourage ourselves today. Let's let God to build the house. Let God guide our life. When I told them yesterday, I said, I used to stress out about the bills years ago, working 3 jobs, weighing yourself down. Now the doctor said my hands overworked. Now I need, he wants me not to try to use it as little as possible. So, you know, I had to make up my mind and call somebody and get somebody to go to work and try to stay, you know, stay put. And then I told him I had some church work I had to do. I had to get some stuff ready for the church, for the bank. And he said, well, use the right hand as little as you can. So I encouraged myself. I said, well, if you ain't gonna listen to the doctor, ain't no need to go and spend the money. So I'm trying to do things a little bit different. We ain't got money to throw away. If you ain't gonna follow the instruction, then you're wasting your time, wasting sleep, wasting gas. So I said, Bertha, you follow the instruction. It ain't gonna kill you to take a day off. You can't work every day, and you ain't gonna carry no money with you. So, you know, do something to improve yourself. Do something to help someone else. You know, I go out and I try to see whatever way I ask God, which direction you want me to go, what you want me to do today. Sometimes I leave the house early. If God give me an instruction to go, and sometimes when I get out there, I'll be glad I went, because somebody had a serious situation. And I try to encourage myself, and I understand when the word comes, I don't get angry. I don't say sometimes you wouldn't get upset if you don't understand something, but when you sit down and you reason with yourself and you read the word over and read the word over, you say, you know, that preacher said that. And now I ask God to show it to me so I can see like it really is. I don't want to change it. And if somebody's saying that I didn't understand that, I don't get angry. I just go and read and study and tell the Lord, bring revelation to me, and I can see, have insight and see the word like it is. I'm living life that God wants me to live because I want to live it. I keep myself because I want to be kept. And I put myself, I try to have that character that I want to be out there, and that somebody have an example to go by. Because some people don't pick up the Bible like we do and read, but they read our life. So, you know, to encourage us today, let us remember what Bishop said, let God build the house and stay in your lane and do your job and let the other person do their job, and we'll be all right. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed and have a blessed weekend.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate the encouraging words. Anyone else?
Amen. Praise God, praise God.
So, Pastor,
I wanted to read, I think that was, Psalms 81, verses 11 through 16 from the Message Bible, because you had quoted it from the King James, so from the Message Bible, that's Psalms 81, verses 11 through 16. It said, "But my people didn't listen. Israel paid no attention, so I let go of the reins and told them, 'Run, do it your own way.' Oh, dear people, will you listen to me now? Israel, will you follow my map? I'll make short work of your enemies. Give your foes the back my hand. I'll send the God haters cringing like dogs, never to be heard from again. You'll feast on my flesh. I'm sorry. You'll feast on my fresh baked bread, bread with butter and rock pure honey." Amen, amen. So that's just letting us know that we have to listen, as Pastor was saying and as the overseer is saying. We have to listen, and then as God's word tells us, follow him. And that's who we should follow, is God. And I'm so thankful that when Pastor teaches, he gives us the scripture that you can go back and read it. And you can read it out of all different translations to get a clearer understanding of the word of God. So, yeah, let us stand on God's word, that solid rock. Let's build our foundation on the word of God so that we can share it with others as well. So we just thank God, because like the word tells us, we're new in Christ now, so we need to act like it. We can't get away from that, you know. But that's what the scripture is teaching, and that's what Pastor is teaching as well, getting us ready for our eternal life. Amen. Amen.
Anyone else have a word they want to share? Press 1. Hallelujah. Press 1 so we can acknowledge you. Press 1. Hallelujah. Maybe you want to be an encouragement to the body of Christ. Press 1. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Listen, brothers and sisters, whatever you do, and the Lord, this came right from the Lord. He told me, whatever I do, even my walk. I said, well, Lord, I need to see that in the word. And then he showed it to me. He said, walk in the spirit. I said, what? Mm. Walk in the spirit. Yeah. Mm. Then he tells us to love like he loves. Listen, brother, yeah. I understand every word about love when it comes from man. You got man's way of understanding love, then you have God's way of understanding love. Man's way deals with the feelings, the natural, the five senses. But God's way doesn't. God's way of loving deals with a decision. And in John 14, he says, love like I love.
Yeah.
What? God, who loves like you? He said, yeah. That's my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Love like I love. See, I wasn't taught to love like God because nobody could love like God. No. Are you going to do that? How dare you to say you're going to love like God? Well, because he told me that. Tell me I can love like. So if he tell me that, I'm sure he has the tools. He has the means, and he can show me how to do that.
That's
before I finish that, let me tell you, man, the devil had me so tricked. I thought I did too much sin for God, because God just couldn't. He ain't going to deal with me no more. God said, I got more patience than you got sin.
Hallelujah.
I'm still standing for you. I'm still waiting on you. With outstretched arms. You know, did they ever have you thinking that there's no hope for you? Because that's what you listen to. That's why you can't listen to them. You got to listen to God. And God showed me, he says, I want you to walk in my spirit. Love like I love. Have my kind of righteousness. See, somebody told me I could have that stuff. They're good at telling me, you need to do this, you need to quit this, quit that. No one told me all I had to do was receive, like John 14, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. When you start receiving and stop trying to spew things out, just start receiving. Receive his righteousness. He made Christ to be sin for you. There's no sin problem here. There's a receiving problem. Christ became your sin.
Amen.
I read that. 2 Corinthians 5:18. I'll tell you where it says. 21 says, he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. That's now. In him now. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's now. Ain't going to get over there. That's now. It's about the now. Faith is right now. Now faith is. Now faith is right now. If anyone listening to me, God said, I've forgiven you. Stop beating yourself up.
That's
he said, you can be perfect because I'm perfect. You ain't got to try this. You're already perfect. All you got to do is start claiming it. Let that be your confession. You heal because you did it the way God said. He said, let the sick. You know, sometimes when God says something, it just doesn't make no sense. And God said, it isn't. It isn't sense. You trying to make it make sense, but God's stuff ain't sense, people. And I really don't care what you've been taught. God's stuff ain't sense. Because it doesn't register there. He said, let the sick say their way. How many folks walk around here sick declaring they well, they're healed? They're not doing that. You know why? Because they don't want to do it God's way. That's why you have healing. God's still healing. He's still doing miracles. But we just got to line up. And it don't cost you nothing either. So tell that dipstick preacher that want to charge you $100, $50 line, $20 line, get out the line. Put your money in your pocket.
All right.
You can buy and you don't even need money. He going to give you oil for your ashes. That's how he rolls. That's how he rolls. You don't need none of that. Yeah. But we just got to get God's perspective on things. We got to get God's outlook, God's view. When we do that, and for those that may not know this, God got more grace than you got sin. Because he is as sufficient. He is as adequate. I bless you today. I bless you in the name of Jesus today. I bless you in the name of Christ today. My prayer is that you be greater than you were yesterday. My prayer is that you be everything God said you are and more. Take on the fullness of Christ. It is my prayer for you today that you'll grow up in Christ as Christ is the head. You'll grow up in him.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And you'll become the fullness thereof. You'll be one with Christ. He wants intimacy. I'm telling young lady, yesterday, God said, I want you to abide in me and I abide in you. See, a lot of people don't want that kind of relationship. They don't want the kind of relationship where they're in him and he's in them. They rather say, well, you know what, I go to church, I pay my tithes, I do this, and they think that's a relationship because they pay their tithes. God don't want your filthy lucre. You don't want that mess. But But you think you do, because that's what Satan will whisper in your ear. Told you yesterday, you got to be careful with Satan. But he'll see God and say something in your life, and he'll turn right around and try to whisper something different.
Mm-hmm.
God said, Jesus, you are my beloved son. And Satan turned right around and said, okay, if you really the son of God, turn these stones into bread. You heard him say that. Satan, what's wrong with you? You know I'm the son of God. Why are you going through these changes? Just like you, God decreed and declared who you are.
Yeah.
Not your ex. Your ex haven't decided who you are. That person that like, they don't decide who you are. God decided who you are. He made that decision that you're the very righteousness. He made that decision in 1 Corinthians 12:27. You're a member of the body of Christ.
Thank you,
Somebody
Lord.
Said, well, you got to join the church. I said, where is that at? Just show it to me. But they couldn't show it to me. But I showed them in 1 Corinthians 12:27 and Ephesians 5:30. See, I have receipts that
mm-hmm.
I'm a member of the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, I've been reconciled.
Thank you, Lord.
My righteousness is in Christ. I know I'm a citizen seated in heaven. I know that. I got paper now. I got Philippians 3:20 and I got Ephesians 2:6. So don't think I'm without paper. I got receipts for you.
Amen. Amen.
If no one else, hey, we'll see you all Sunday for the review. Y'all know I can, I don't know if y'all know this, but I can preach like Paul preach all night. Somebody may fall and die. Then I have to go down there and raise them from the dead. Because I believe that